This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And good morning, good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having a great, great Saturday afternoon. We are live here from Longmont, Colorado. It's going to be an incredible show for you today. I have put the websites of both guests on my Facebook wall. And while I'm talking, you should buy their books. And I rarely get that crazy about you doing that just like that. But these two guys that we're going to interview today are going to change your life. And you need to pay attention to what they said. So it's going to be a great show. I'm glad you're here. The Week in Network Marketing. I don't know if you guys have seen Ted Knighton's businessforhome.org website. But he's going with all the AAA rated companies these days. And he's just putting out this rating system on all the companies, and I strongly suggest you go to it because there's so many landmines out there in the world of business and the network marketing business where you just don't know which company to pick and why you should pick it. And his website is really great content for checking that kind of stuff out. I believe in him. I believe in Troy Dooley. I believe in Len Clements. I believe in Rod and Marcy Cook. That whole crowd, those people have your interests at heart. And what they're trying to do is make sure that they're creating a level playing field for all these companies out there. So they may miss. They may pick a company that ends up being going out of business or being a scam at some point. But I think they're as good as anybody as picking as to where their heart is as far as picking a company for you to get into this space. Another thing I want to talk about is all you people driving around in your cars that were listening to Alex Jones and to Mary Lou Henner and everybody else, and you accidentally ended up on this show. This show is about taking your destiny into your own hands and not building somebody else's dream like you're probably doing in your corporate America job. And as great as your job is, you're only as good as that paycheck they're giving you. And I'm telling you, when they decide that they can't afford you anymore, they're going to be able to jettison you and you won't even see the flash of the hand grenade. So this show's about showing you there's alternatives out there that are going to let you maybe grab your life and build your dream instead of theirs. So my first guest is a cool guy, and we're going to call him Keenan, even though his first name is Jim Keenan, and he's CEO of a company called A Sales Guy Incorporated, and he has been all over the world consulting with the very top people out there. I ran into a guy this week named John Arnold, who is a high-level sales trainer guy in that space, and I immediately, because I'm a name-dropping son of a gun, dropped Keenan's name on him, and it was instantaneous. I love that guy. He has spoken at conferences. He's spoken at companies I've been at. That guy knows his stuff, and he gave me his book called Not Taught, What It Takes to Be Successful in the 21st Century That Nobody's Teaching You. And I am telling you, if you are over the age of 30, you are old. And you might as well face that fact. These kids under age 30 are absolutely owning the new revolution out there. And Jim, in his book, just succinctly talks about this. It only comes along in maybe not even once in a lifetime. You know, the Industrial Revolution came along, and now we've got this information age. And it's a whole different ballgame where information is moving like the speed of light. And if you aren't at least aware of it, you're not caught up with it, and you're certainly not ahead of it. And I have no idea what I'm talking about, but his book does. It's called Not Taught, and here we go. Keenan, how are you, buddy? Nice to have you aboard.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Thanks a lot. You make me sound so big, so cool.
You are big and you are cool, and one thing you are that I didn't tell people is an unbelievable father of three daughters who has invented his life so he can live into it. He lives it powerfully and is like this rock solid dad, and he's movie star good looking. He's got a Jeep with no doors and no top, just like mine, and he just lives life like this maverick that is awesome, energized, and not bad to look at if you're probably a girl. So that's that simple. I love you, Keenan.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. My girls rock. I feel completely blessed. My girls are just the bomb. So thank you.
So tell me a story about why you wrote. Number one, tell me a story about who you really are. I gave people a little bit of a synopsis about who you are, and that came primarily from John Arnold. This guy thinks you hang the moon, but at the end of the day, you just go in and basically show companies how to be better at what they think they're already doing, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, simply put, I'm a sales consultant. And when companies' revenue is not where they want it to be, they start to panic, right? I mean, the lifeblood is revenue. And when you have a large organization, you have lots of salespeople, there's lots of processes, and it's easy to mess that up. So they asked me to come in and say, please, Keenan, tell us where we're messing up. How do we fix it? How do we get this revenue engine turned back on and headed in the right direction?
And as you do that with companies, you're out there. What is it, any size company? Is it a little tiny company? I'm really intrigued by that. How does somebody hire you? What size? Do you just go with anybody, or does it have to be a Fortune 500? What's the criteria there?
So I normally play in what I call the small to medium sized business, right? So anywhere between 10 and about 250 million in revenue. That being said, Verizon is a client. You know, they're a top Fortune 50 or Fortune 10, I think. So, you know, I have worked with Fortune 500, but I prefer the small to medium-sized business, those companies between 10 and 250 million, because they're so much more agile. You can create such impact. So that's normally who I play with.
Oh, that's very cool. All right. And I am just, you know, I poke around. I'm 100 years old. I turned 65 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I read your book, and the first time I read it, when I got it from Amy Watson, and she said, Tom, this guy is amazing. I cannot believe you don't know him. And I went in and started stalking you at that point. And I was astounded that you don't live in my world of home-based business. You live in the world. I'm astounded by that, because that market for you is better than the market that you're serving, but you haven't figured that out yet. And we're going to have another chat about that one of these days. But the people that I work with absolutely need what you've got. And one thing that me, as an old dog, wanting to learn new tricks, has never been able to get access to until I read your book, is literally what was wrong with me and how to fix it. I didn't even know I was sick, but I've been trying to mechanically fix my social media problem, my reach problem, using antiquated tools that I used through my last 45 years in business, and those days have passed me by, and I need to get up to speed on the way that you hyper-moving crazy maniacs are doing it, because you people are reaching people all over this globe that I didn't even know existed. So kind of talk about that. This half hour is going to fly by. So know you've got a lot of information. So having me not talk is probably the key. So fire it up.
Well, look, I mean, look what you're talking about. Well, okay. When I wrote the book, what you're talking about right now is reach and the importance of reach, right? Reach has always been important. Reach is valuable. I mean, one of the things I was talking in the book is back in the day before the internet, the only people that really had it were newspapers, television stations, and they guarded that like gold, right? It was worth billions of dollars, because if you had an audience, you knew you could advertise to them, you could push books through them. I mean, having an audience is a very real asset. Well, now the internet's here, so you don't have to go through a publisher. You don't have to go through an agent. You don't have to go through the TV stations. You don't have to go through the radio stations. You don't need the newspaper. You don't need a distribution channel. You can do it yourself. You got Twitter. You got Facebook. You got Pinterest. You got all this stuff. And if you're smart about it, you can grow an audience of 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million people who follow you and want to listen to you and buy from you and read your stories and read your books. And you don't need to pay a dime for that. You just got to put in the work. And that's part of the new, this is what's not being taught. Not many people are, no one's teaching that in college. No one's saying, hey, look, you really need to build that following. You need to build some reach. You need to build a brand. No one teaches anybody that, right? So it's a huge opportunity that exists today that didn't exist just 15, 20 years ago.
So I've been, throughout my brokerage career, my airplane career, I identified myself with who I work for. So I was a beach aircraft salesman. I was a stockbroker at. I never thought through branding myself. And your book says, if you're going to do anything in your life, you brand yourself and absolutely get that out there. Because so far as I know, there's only one of me. There's only one Keenan. There's only one Dan Waldsmith. And what you need to brand is the guy and the girl in the mirror. Is that correct?
Yes. And here's the way to look at it, too. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes a 13th time. Here's how it goes down. Our world evolves around search. Accept it or not, it's a fact.
Yeah.
It gets almost worse every day, right? There's like, we're in a bar and someone says, oh, no, you know, so-and-so won the World Series 3 years ago. No, it was so-and-so. Okay, let's go check, right? I mean, someone says, oh, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? Oh, they pulled their phone. Let's go check. I mean, what was the name of that book again? Oh, they Google. Oh, let's go check. We Google everything. Our babysitters, our teachers, our coworkers, the new person coming into the company, the neighborhood we're looking at. I mean, everything's Googled. And what's happening is there's a psychological phenomenon that's going on here. And that is this. If we Google something and it's not found, it makes us nervous. We don't trust it. We're like, hey, what's wrong with this? Why can't I find information on this? And this is the million-dollar piece of advice here that is quickly turning into people. So if I'm a job, if I'm a company looking to hire somebody and I get a resume and I run their name into Google and I don't find anything, I'm like, okay, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why does it don't even have a LinkedIn profile? Why is I can't find anything about them? Why can't I find a reference? Why can't I find a referral? Why can't I find who they're married to? I can't find anything. Okay, this is making me very uncomfortable. What's wrong with this person? So that's the baseline minimum that we don't trust what we can't find, and that includes the people. So if you're out there trying to get a job, you're trying to move, get promotions, trying to build a company, and people can't find you, they're not going to have anything to do with you. And so that's the downside. The upside or the positive side that you're talking about is if you recognize that, then don't just play the game half-assed. Go lean all the way in and make it so that you build a brand that people find instantly, especially in your space of network marketing. Your ability to run to type in your name and have the entire front page be all about you and all the value you bring to your customers and all the value you bring to the people around you and how you've built an amazing life, you can start selling you before they even meet you.
Amen. That's what happens to me. I tell people to go look at...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I tell people, go look. I said, go to scam.com and look me up right now. Or go look at just Google Tom Chenault scam. Because they're not going to find anything. And as they keep looking, they're going to figure out that maybe I'm somebody they want to do business with. So I don't even put anything on there except my name because I know they're going to Google me anyway. Because that's what everybody does. I told you this time is going to fly by. We're going to come back right after this short break. But this Keenan is the guy. The book is called Not Taught. I am telling you, if you don't order this book, I'm coming to your house.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show, Saturday afternoon, live from Longmont, Colorado. I hope you bought this book during the break. It's called Not Taught, and it's written by Jim Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N. He calls himself Keenan. He's written this book, and it is top flight. I love something else in the book, and it talked about thinking. 5% of the people in the world think, 10% think they think, and the other 85% would rather die than think. That was said by Thomas Edison. But this chapter by Keenan lays it out. And if you aren't thinking, I mean, it is mindless. We are so automated that we go through our life mindlessly and wonder what the hell happened. And we've got to break that mold and really interrupt that, right, Keenan?
Yes, absolutely. We look, it's funny, we watch it and everybody else, right? Like, I was on a flight the other day, and the cart in the middle of the aisle, you know, that cart they bring, the food cart, was blocking the bathroom, and a man was having something wrong. He was having a health issue, so all of the flight attendants were serving him, right, taking care of him. And those of us in the front couldn't get back to the restroom, and every time someone would get up, the lady would say, hey, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait a few minutes. So a few people started trying to go into the first class bathroom. And the flight attendant there was like, no, you can't. You got to use the cabin in your seating area. And everybody's like, but it's blocked. She goes, I'm sorry, you have to sit down. She wasn't thinking, right? She couldn't process the fact that even though the rules are such, the situation has changed. And she was so automated by the rules that she was pissing people off because people have to go to the bathroom. They're blocking out, and she wouldn't let them use the first-class restroom. That's what I mean.
Wow.
You got to think. Yes. She couldn't get out of her own way. We do it all the time. We don't think.
And where is the best solution to doing that? Is it that, you know, you and I talked about inventing our perfect day when I had coffee or breakfast or whatever we had that day. And at the end of the day, how do you do your best thinking?
So it's interesting. It's awareness, right? And I maybe that needs my next book, but I don't know how to teach awareness. It's literally awareness. It's the idea that says, okay, I know the rule or my first action, but does the situation at hand, has that changed? Does that require, is new information, is something that was unpredicted happening that I need to change? I need to do something different. And when you extrapolate that, not just from the type of thing this flight attendant was doing, but in your own life, you'll start to quickly realize, well, wait, I expected these six things to happen, let's say in my marriage or my kids growing up or the job I had. And the minute you're aware to the fact that things are not always what they're supposed to be, what should I do differently? How do I respond to this new environment? The awareness alone starts the synapses firing. But most people don't do that. They just aren't aware.
Last but not least, and the reason we even got together was Amy Watson. Here is a woman with unbelievable game that people are trying to stifle and put into an antiquated box called a crappy job. And she is so absolutely committed toward raising her daughter and being happy because she knows that productivity resides in happiness. And your book talks about that too. Tell people to stop selling themselves out to the man. Will you please? You've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, look, I did a video. You can find me on Keenan on Facebook. Hey Keenan, Facebook Hey Keenan. I did a video called Bet on Yourself. And here's how you bet on yourself, and here's how you stop working for the man. You get so good at what you do, you aren't afraid to go without a net. You're not afraid to go out on your own. The reason we work for the man is we're afraid we'll fail. So what we do is we let the man be our safety net. Because if we screw up or something goes wrong, we still get that check, direct deposit, every Friday into the bank account. So it takes the risk away. And it's because you're not confident enough that you can do it on your own. So you let the man bet on you because you won't bet on you. And until you're willing to bet on you, nothing's going to change.
Oh, I love that. So let me ask you this. So how does somebody find you? I mean, the best way to buy your book probably, is it Amazon? Is it going to your site? How do people, tell me a story.
Best way to get my book is go to Amazon. The best way to find me is go to asalesguide.com. If you are in social media, you can follow me on Twitter at Keenan. You can follow me on Facebook at Hey Keenan. You can Google me and I'm the entire first page. If you can't find me, then your 21st century search skills are in some serious need of help.
Okay, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Amy Watson, if you are listening, thank you for bringing me this guy. I'm going to chase you till I get you. You are absolutely who I want to be when I grow up, Keenan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to come back right after this with an old friend of the show, Edgy Conversations, incredible book. His name is Dan Waldschmidt. You have to listen to the next segment. But right now, go buy Not Taught by Jim Keenan, like right now, and look him up on Facebook and watch that video. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an absolutely unbelievably great day. I hope you bought that book, because if you didn't, you're crazy. That's just all there is to it. I can't even imagine how you could live without that book, having me read it. And if you're over 30, you are old. And that's what I got from the book. And I went out and talked to a few people and kind of pulled them on where they were in this whole world of information, and they were as antiquated as I am. So my next guest, I think I've got him. I hope I've got him. I didn't hear I've got him, but I know I do. His name is Dan Waldschmidt, and not only is this guy an unbelievable author, he is accomplished beyond words. I mean, unbelievably connected at the highest level of government and business, unbelievably committed to human beings. He is not doing what he's doing out there in the world for the money. He's doing it because he thinks this world needs more edgy people. And he wrote this book called Edgy Conversations. And it's get beyond the nonsense in your life and do what really matters. Everything you think you know about success is wrong. And he wrote this book, and I am telling you, it is so bad to the bone, I'm going to give you a few for free. So I'm going to tell you how to do that in a few minutes, but it's just a matter of a text message and we'll get that handled. But between here and there, we're going to listen to the radio show, so you're going to have to listen hard, and we're going to give away a pile of books. I'll give away like 20 or 30 of them here, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. Dan Waldschmidt is, there's nobody better out there. I love this guy. I don't do enough with him. I've been a lousy friend to him. He is an insanely successful human being. Dan Waldschmidt, the triathlete, unbelievable man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, brother. Just pulled up on the side of the trail, doing a 14-mile run, stopped to realize time to talk to Tommy, and couldn't
Good
be happy.
Golly. There is nothing like this guy. And his book, you know, he is such an amazing human being who was ready at one point to blow his brains out and changed it all. And became this machine of never, you know, I just took a picture at my house and people commented on Atlas Shrugged in that photo. And that book is completely about no compromise and having integrity and morals. And I got the comments about Atlas Shrugged, I swear to you, my thought process was, why didn't I have Edgy Conversations sitting on my desk? Because it has impacted so many people in my life. Anybody having the guts to read this book got better. And I want to talk about it just a second more before I turn you loose. Every one of you that listen to this show have accomplished huge stuff in your life already. And you've got people patting you on the back every day telling you how great you are. And you're just dumb enough to believe them. So all of a sudden you start phoning it in a little bit and saying, you know, they're all saying I'm great. I must be great. But in your heart of hearts, every one of you guys know, and every one of you women know, that you are operating at about 25%, even though other people think you're operating at 100. And once you read Edgy Conversations, you are going to pull that greatness out of yourself at a new level that is unrecognizable, not only to them, but especially to yourself. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, had I been able to write it again, I probably would have added a few more stories, and maybe I'll do an expanded edition. This one did really well. I think 250,000 copies and counting across the world, translated into a bunch of different languages. But, you know, some of the stories that I've heard after writing the book of people writing me, exactly like you're saying, Tom. Some people saying, look, I was struggling with suicide and I never told anybody. But the first time someone just put their foot to my pants and told me to get up and quit crying and go do something. And others have said, I'm 70 years old and I've been at the same job I hate for 50 years. And I just read your book and I walked into the office and said, screw it. I'm going out on my own, starting my own business. And man, there's a lot of potential we have as humans. So much potential. And we're afraid to try, we're afraid to care, and it builds up over time. And I guess I wrote this book looking for answers myself, and along the way, I guess it helped a few other people.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, what I love about your book is it's not only talking about discipline, which is really, really critical for all of us. Not only discipline in your activity, which we've all got, discipline in your thoughts, which starts
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And just be willing to do that. But inside of the whole deal, the crux of your book is pretty much about becoming better human beings and giving back, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, Tom, you know this too. People say to you, because you've been very successful, you've had an interesting journey yourself. I love hearing your story about what you've done. I often say when I explain my story, I don't do it from a point of look what I've done. I look back and go, if I can do it, I'm the village idiot. Man, all of you ought to have a running head start on me, you know? I dropped out of college.
Yeah.
I had all these screwy mistakes. But I often hear people say to me, they'll say, you know, you don't know what I've done. Or they'll say, you know, I am the way I am. And I'll say, no, you are the way you continue to be. You can change at any time. At 65, Colonel Sanders' restaurant went bankrupt. And from 65 to 95, he built a billion-dollar franchise. Tons of obstacles along with that journey started. He had to wait 65 years just to get to the starting line. There's a lot of people who say, you know, oh, I'm not there yet. What they forget is that before part of their life. You know, for example, before Tim Cook was the CEO of Apple, you know what he did? He worked at a manufacturing plant, an aluminum manufacturing plant in Alabama. Do you know what Sheryl Sandberg did? You know, COO at Facebook?
Yeah, of course.
She worked in the mall as a retail clerk. And Marissa Mayer, she bussed tables. And Michael Dell, he cleaned dishes in a Mexican restaurant. And story after story after story of these great people who accomplished great things, we assume that, you know, they just started right at the finish line, right? And we summarize their whole life, like Carly Fiorina, amazing woman, just was running for president not too long ago. Amazing story, was a secretary, a nobody, and made her way all the way up to the biggest tech company in the world at the time. We look at that and we go, wow, that story. They became that success. What they forget is every morning they woke up with struggles. They woke up with struggles, and they had to focus their mind, to have that discipline in their mind to say, I don't feel like it. I'm going to do it anyways. That thought's negative. I'm going to stop having that thought. And your mind is a muscle. You don't wake up one day and do 500 push-ups, even 50 push-ups, maybe not even 5 push-ups. Now you start getting push-ups, you do 1 and then 2 and then 3. So if you struggle with negativity, or you're someone who goes, hey, it never works out for me, you're probably not strengthening the muscle of your mind to stop yourself when you have negative thoughts and say, I'm not going to allow myself to be negative. Because whether you think you're right or whether you think you're wrong, you're still right, right? There's a lot of people out there who think they're going to fail. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. In fact, that's a common phrase we say. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Why? Why? Because we think, you know, if something always bad is going to happen to me, so we look for the bad thing. Instead of saying, look, I think the good thing's going to happen. Let me look for the good thing. Because at the same time as that bad thing is happening and you're waiting for it, something good's happening it, and you're missing it.
100% right. You guys, your thoughts control everything. In his book, and this page is buried in his book, but controlling your thoughts is the hardest part of struggling toward success. Nothing more difficult, no bigger challenge, and nothing more important. So that's, he goes on to say that the answer to this whole deal is really quite simple. You have to take off the fear goggles. But up a half a page is the line of all time. Here's the general rule of life. It's always what it's not.
That's right.
And if you're smart enough to recognize that, you could write a whole book on that page right there. Because Dan Waldschmidt, you nailed it like I've never heard it nailed before. But everybody, you've got what's going on with you as true. And you invented it, and you imagined it, and it's keeping you right where you are. And busting out of that paradigm is freedom, but it's going to take some courage, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, Tom, you've got people who report up to you, right, in your business. And you say to them, don't you want more for yourself? You're broke. You're struggling. You've already taken the first step. You've already said, I want to start this new business. I want to try this new venture. And then you stop short. Someone will say, oh, I need to do this thing. Or, you know, I'm going to watch Dancing with the Stars with my wife. That's our thing together. So instead of saying, hey, wait a minute. Let me get outside my comfort zone and start doing, you know, maybe we make some phone calls together. Maybe we work on our business together. You know, maybe part of this discipline is that you need to destroy the things in your life that are stopping you, you know, from doing what's best. There's good things. Look, spending time with your wife, that's a good thing. Building a relationship, that's a good thing. But there's a lot of good people doing good things who never achieve their best. When Hernando Cortez came from Spain, the Spanish monarchy sent him with dollars and ships and gold and men to conquer and explore the New World. When he came to the New World, on the ships on the way, his men were talking, and they were discussing how adventurous it was going to be. It's exciting. But this brand new venture they were doing. They're talking about how apparently there were gold nuggets all over the ground and beautiful women on every corner. And when they came to Latin America, I think they found beautiful women everywhere, but apparently there wasn't gold nuggets everywhere. And Hernando Cortez did something that was really, really brave and bold and something we can learn from. He said to his men, turn around, go back to the shore, and burn the ships. His men looked at him like he was crazy, and he said, burn the ships. See, it was a good thing to have a backup plan. That was a smart thing. It was a noble thing, an intelligent thing. But it would have stopped them from achieving the best thing, which was conquering, with this new venture, was being all in. And so he told his men, we're going to burn down the good thing. There's some people listening right now. You need to go home and burn down your cable bill because you're paying $200 for cable so you can have 991 channels. And that good thing is stopping you from doing the best thing, which is getting out of debt. Right. And growing your business and building a future for your kids and making sure that your grandchildren understand financial independence. You're doing lots of good things, but you need to start burning down some ships. And that's a lesson I learned early on is what are the hedges I'm putting around my empire? Like, what am I doing to stop myself from not just doing good things, but making sure my mind is only focused, the only way out? The only way forward is towards best. I've burned the bridges to good. I'm not going back to bad. The only way I can succeed, the only way I can get out of where I'm at now is to aim with every ounce of muscle and strength and energy I have towards what is best. I think that's important to remember.
Wow. All right. We're going to take a break in 30 seconds. Between here and there, you need to send a text and your name and your mailing address to 303-667-1271. The first 30 people get a book from Dan Walshmit. 303-667-1271. And that is your name and address. I don't want to have to call you and ask you. So do that. You get the book. We'll be back right after this. This is the Tom Chanel Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Got about five texts from people that did not write the number down right, even though I told you the number twice and I told you I was going to give you the number. So you have to write this down, 303-667-1271, and we'll send you the book. All you need to do is put your name and your address, and we've already got your phone number because you texted us, and we'll get that to you. Ken Smith and Elaine Asher down in Australia, we will send you one. We know you can't text the U.S., so you are also on the list. Thank you for listening to the show. It is wonderful to have us all over the world and people commenting. However, what's with people and their egos, if that's the word I want, where they would rather be famous than rich? How can you live your life looking good for one-tenth of the money that you could make by reaching out and saying, I'm going for it, like the guest previous, Jim Keenan? I mean, his book was talking about just absolutely stepping out there and going for it, thinking through it and go. Tell me about that. Why do people sell themselves out? Is it fear? Going back to the same thing you talked about, Dan, or what?
I think it's a lot of combination of things. But I think if you don't put yourself out there and you don't achieve it, then you haven't lost anything. But if you try and you don't achieve it, then you've got a black mark. And so despite the fact that we all talk big, most of us don't want to be that vulnerable.
Wow. And, I got into network marketing. It was the last house on the block. I told people if it was a choice between being a Martian and a network marketer, I would have asked you what the weather was going to be like on Mars. So there's no way in the world that I can judge people about that. But I just turned 65 yesterday, age 37. I was dead broke. I weighed close to 400 pounds. I was purple coming off of that alcohol, and I was unemployable. No one wanted to take a chance on me. And I backed my way into network marketing. And here, 27 years later, I will tell everybody on this show and in the world, the best thing that ever happened to me was being forced to be a multi-level marketer, because my life is now mine, my time is now mine, my money is now mine. And there is no doubt I was an overachiever as a stockbroker and an airplane salesman. But I'll tell you, being an overachiever as a multi-level marketer is the only one of those three careers that literally paid off forever. So whatever it is, you can find your groove, as you would say, your edge. Do it better than the other guy, and you win. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. I also find it interesting, too, how you said, what was it, 27 years. 27 years. That's a long time. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. And it did take a long time.
But, it just, I think there are some who look at what you've achieved, right, and they'll say, I tried and it didn't work. But I think you would look back and say, well, this is the product of really 27 years worth of work. And, maybe going back, you could have done it faster or better if you started over from now. But with all the bumps that come from just being a human, you've put a lot of sweat equity into getting to where you are. And that's also why you appreciate it so much.
No, but it paid. No, and that's, but that's a little bit. Here's the deal, everybody. It paid every inch of the way. It didn't take me 27 years to be successful. what I'm proud about is it's still around after 27 years. This profession is still around after 27 years. It sustained itself after 27 years. Even though I did everything I could to blow it up for 27 years, it was literally Tom Chenault proof. Your job isn't that. You say two stupid things and you're fired, right?
Yep. Yes. Exactly right. You put in the time, and along the way, you were building. And, you know, you've built something pretty impressive. I like what you said. Along the way, you know, you were successful, you know, pulling out more time, learning how to be more productive, earning more revenue, you know. I think that's important. It's that you achieved your short-term goal. You're planning for some medium-term goal. And looking back, look at all the different things you've got your hands in now. You've got some long-term goals you've achieved. You didn't even know you were going to achieve back then.
Yeah, and I am going to tell everybody, I don't know what's going to float your boat. I have no idea. But whatever it is, find your joy in it and do it 10 times harder than you're doing now. Find your joy and do it 10 times harder than you're doing it now, and it's going to work out, right?
All right. That was actually one of the number one qualities we saw in our research. Number one was that hard work. There's no escaping it. Look, it took the smartest astrophysicist in the world, Goddard, right, who invented the space shuttle, 557 tries to get a rocket to fly straight up in the air. So when I hear people talking about we need to work smarter, I'll say, look, I've interviewed or talked to the smartest people in the world in their field, and none of them ever said to me, I sat in a laboratory and I did more math problems, or actually some of them did. That's hard work for an astrophysicist. That I sat and I waited to see if there was a better program, software program that would help me do my job better, or a faster tool to help accelerate what I'm doing. All of them just said, look, I tried, and I tried again, and I tried again, and I tried again. And whether it was trying to invent fried chicken, or whether it was trying to get a space shuttle to fly in the air, whether it was Winston Churchill, you know, fighting for what he believed in, and he left the prime minister. I mean, just case after case after case, you know, everyone was a failure until they weren't. And I think
Dan, we got to go. We have got to go. I hate to do it to you. As usual, the time was way, way too short. Edgy Conversations, edgyconversations.com. Go buy the book. Bleed the book. Own the book. Breathe the book.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.